Welcome back to another episode of the Ink and Impact podcast. I'm your host, Daylene Bickle, and it is just such a blessing to be here again this week serving you. And today we are going to be talking about something that a lot of writers don't really talk about, and that is compromise. Back whenever I started this podcast, I knew that I wanted to be a little different from other podcasts about writing. And since there weren't, especially at that time, there weren't very many podcasts about serving Christian writers. So I knew I wanted to address the Christian writing perspective. And I also wanted to provide industry updates periodically, which a lot of writing podcasts don't address. There's so much out there about tangible tips and strategies, which are super helpful, and I share those here too. But I also want to periodically pop in with what's going on in the publishing industry and especially encourage you in your Christian walk as a Christian writer. And so, like I said, today's topic is a bit about compromise, which is something that I have recently experienced. So I'm going to be very transparent here, just sharing the things that I learn along the way so that you don't have to learn them the hard way as well. So go grab your cup of coffee or hot tea, or maybe where you're at, it's fully springtime and nice and warm, so maybe you want some iced tea. Whatever it is, go grab it, pop in your earbuds, and let's get started. Welcome to Ink and Impact, the podcast for Christian writers who want to impact their readers. I'm your host, Daylene Bickle, and each week I'll help you keep a pulse on the publishing industry, showcase Christian authors and their books, and share ways you can improve your craft and magnify your message. Whether you're a fiction or nonfiction writer, traditionally or indie published, established, or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I've shared before that back in 2020, I received a very specific calling. It was, call my writers. The verse 2 Corinthians 6:17 also stood out to me. It says, therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. No other instructions, just call my writers and to be separate. So I started the Inkwell, my online writing community, and then I started this podcast. And along with those things, I began to offer one-on-one Christian book coaching sessions, and I'm currently building Bookworthy Academy with my beta members. All of this work means that there are lots of human interactions and business decisions that need to be made on a daily basis, and a lot of opportunity for compromise. The same will be true for you along your author journey. When you invest so much time and effort into your book, it's only natural to want to sell as many books as possible, both to serve your readers and to make some money. And this, in many cases, causes us to be confronted with compromise in both big and small ways. For example, more and more writers today avoid identifying themselves as Christian writers. If God named his son Jesus, the Christ, why do so many people who claim Christ as their Savior mind being called Christians? I think it's because they don't want to offend people. The fewer people they offend, the larger their social media followings and the more people they can get on their email lists. And this is important to potentially sell more books. Recently, I've seen several social media posts about the need to distinguish between being a Christian writer and a Christian who writes books. I don't know where you land on that debate, but in my opinion, a Christian shouldn't want to differentiate their faith from their work. Our work is a gift from God, and as his children, we should strive to work in a way that honors him rather than separates ourselves from him. A repercussion of this is when we neglect to call ourselves Christian authors, because then our books are no longer classified as Christian books. In case you didn't know, Christian publishing companies have been selling out to secular mainstream publishers for the past 20 years. Think Thomas Nelson and Zondervan. And as an interview between Thomas Umstead Jr. and Mary DeMuth on the Christian Publishing Show recently pointed out, Christian publishing companies no longer employ seminary graduates who can select books based on their Christian content, but rather they employ business professionals who select books based on their potential revenue. So do you want proof of how detrimental all of this is? Well, walk into any mainstream bookstore And you'll probably notice there isn't a Christian book section anymore. Our books are intermingled with varying other beliefs into an all-inclusive religion section. And large chain Christian bookstores are almost obsolete. Compromise can happen in other ways too. For example, do you find yourself saying that you're a faith-based writer instead of a Christian writer to make your work seem more palatable to a larger audience? Do you strike or rewrite a scene in your manuscript because an editor says it will offend too many people? Are you willing to buy followers on social media so you can land a traditional publishing deal? Or maybe AI is becoming a convenient way to create content for your blog since you're so busy writing your book. Friend, these are all real-life scenarios. Christian writers are doing all of these. These aren't just made-up hypotheticals. And you, yourself, will undoubtedly encounter one of these or many other scenarios along your own author journey, which will make you have to pause and make a decision. So here's one of my real-life examples. I was contacted by an individual who wanted to be a guest on the podcast. As always, I did some research, and immediately I noticed a lack of Christian-based content, which is a red flag, right? In fact, absolutely nothing on any of their pages said a single word about their faith. So I respectfully declined their request to be on the show, stating why I didn't think we were a good fit. But they responded back, saying that they used to teach at a specific Christian university and that several of their books were indeed Christian-focused. So I researched those books, found their claim to be true, and reconsidered their offer. We scheduled an interview. After all, I thought, their proposed topic was something that would genuinely benefit you, my listener. Friend, let me pause here to say that the enemy knows our weaknesses. What I neglected to tell you up to this point is that the individual in question has a rather large email list and social presence, which they told me they would use to promote our interview, which in turn would promote the Ink and Impact podcast. Now, as a podcast host, this was music to my ears. I was attracted to the possibility of gaining lots of new subscribers and downloads. And in case you haven't heard me share this before, I've always struggled with pride. This was playing very nicely into stroking my pride in growing my podcast. Fast forward a week, and I happened across another of the person's books at my local library. It was most definitely not a Christian book. Holy Spirit immediately convicted me of my pending interview. I knew I needed to cancel it. But something else you might not know about me is that I hate to say no or disappoint people. I'm a true recovering people pleaser. So I was faced with a decision. Would I allow my desire for more downloads and my fear of saying no to a person take precedence over being obedient to God and serving as a trustworthy steward toward you, my faithful listener? I wish I could say that I immediately canceled the interview, but instead I waffled back and forth for a couple of days. But ultimately I did cancel it. Now the sad thing is that this hasn't been my first rodeo with such potential compromise, and I'm pretty sure it won't be the last. But what I do know is that every time I choose to listen to God over my selfish desires, I literally feel better. It's like a physical weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Friend, God doesn't want us to compromise. He wants us to be all in as His children. He wants us to run to Him to seek His guidance and trust Him because of His sovereign nature. He is good, and He does not withhold good things from His children. He is creator and sustainer of all things. He will provide us with exactly what we need, even if it isn't always what we want. My point in sharing all of this isn't to point fingers or to act holier than thou toward others. Rather, it's to look within ourselves and honestly recognize our own weaknesses so that we can turn to God and trust wholly in Him when the times of testing come. Because your faith will be tested, friend, and your writing won't be exempt. Whether it's the content of your book or the way you market it, something will be called into question. It's during those moments in the refiner's fire that we find out who we really are. Be prepared, put on the full armor of God daily, and be the ambassador of Christ you're called to be. But what exactly, you may be wondering, does an ambassador do? Well, simply put, an ambassador represents their country's president in other lands. They're the president's mouthpiece. This means that they have to step outside their comfort zone and go somewhere new, where they're often noticeably different from the people around them in both their actions and how they speak. They uphold their allegiance to their country of origin while simultaneously living with foreigners in a gracious and respectful manner. It will do us well to do likewise as ambassadors of Christ. Our relationship with Him should be apparent in the actual content we write and in our words and actions as we build our platforms and market our books among a lost and weary world. Does this mean that every Christian author has to write gospel tracts and Bible studies? That they have to pound the pavement and beat people over the head with the good news? No, of course not. But I do think Christian writers can convey doctrinal truths in every book we write, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. The message doesn't have to be deeply theological, but rather deeply relational in that we point people to Jesus in some way. Friend, compromise happens one decision at a time. I pray that we be alert and attuned to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and that we're willing to obey. When feeling pressured to relent or compromise, go to God and remember that this home is not our own. We are His ambassadors and we are here for a limited time. Let's use that time and our written words to come out from the masses and be separate. As Jeremiah 23:28 says, "And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully." Are you planning to self-publish your book this year, or maybe you're already in the process of self-publishing? And if so, I encourage you to download my free self-publishing checklist. This comprehensive 2-page checklist is invaluable as you walk through the self-publishing journey. You don't want to overlook anything important in your self-publishing process. So be sure to check out the show notes for the link for the free self-publishing checklist. You'll be glad you did. That's it for today, fellow pen pusher. Remember, don't just write a book, make an impact.